Given Sitka's coastal location, its mild winters don't always bring snow. Yet, inside one of the practice rooms at Sitka's studio of dance, a dozen ballerinas conjure up a snowstorm through their energetic leaps and spins, scattering white confetti with gusto as their toes glide across the floor. This number is the Act 1 finale in Sitka Nutcracker, the Land of the Sweets. Since 1998, Sitkins of all ages have banded together to put on the biennial production, from choreographing and performing in numbers to designing set pieces and keeping watch over the young dancers backstage. As the founder and volunteer director of the Sitka Nutcracker since its inception, the labor and organization required to bring the production to life is something Melinda McAdams and her community knows all too well.
Everybody wants to know if this is a Nutcracker year because they can't keep track. So every time they see me, they're like, how are you doing? Is this a Nutcracker year? And I'm like, yes, it's a Nutcracker year. And they're, you know, oh, you must be tired. And yeah, it's good.
For the past few years, the Sitka Nutcracker alternates its theme, with every other year highlighting the flora, fauna, and fishermen of Alaska. With the Land of the Sweets, audiences can expect the adorable hijinks of the young gumdrop dancers and enthusiastic chefs whipping up marzipan and coffee. While McAdams loves that Sitkins can see elements of their environment and lives reflected on the stage in the Alaska-themed shows, she hopes that audiences will embrace the chance to immerse themselves in the pure fantasy the Land of the Sweets has to offer.
But I think it is sometimes just fun to let go and be like, she went to the Land of the Sweets and who knows what's going to happen next. It's all up for grabs.
It's the first time the company has put on the candy-themed show since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic. McAdams says that while their social distancing requirements have since gone into retirement, the pandemic spurred a shift in dance culture toward prioritizing dancers' physical and mental well-being, rather than encouraging them to push through sickness and pain.
I have a couple kids with injuries right now, some adults with injuries, and so we're working on what are we going to do to make this work for you? We want you to be involved, but we don't want to hurt you, so can we change things? We don't have to do it the way we used to do it. We can take people where they are, make adjustments to what they need to do and make it work, and it will be just fine.
It is this very lesson of compassion McAdams had to apply to herself as she navigated a health problem earlier in the year. As a result, her adult son, Kincaid Parsons, has stepped up to act as McAdams' right-hand man. Parsons feels his upbringing within the Nutcracker has prepared him for this greater responsibility.
I am fortunate that throughout all of my years of performing in the Nutcracker, I kind of was also behind the scenes, not helping, but definitely observing and watching what happens behind the scenes.
As opening night for the Nutcracker draws closer, the performers are excited to bring the beloved show back to Sitka. For dancer Anna Breckheisen, who is performing in her second Nutcracker as an adult, it is an honor to join a production that has been a part of her life since childhood.
Oh, I love the tradition of the Nutcracker. It's something that I've been either going to watch or been dancing in my whole life, whether it was here or back home. And going to see the Nutcracker when I was like 3 years old was the thing that originally made me start wanting to do ballet when I was a kid. So it'll always hold a very special place in my heart.
From less experienced dancers' fast improvement to the incredible work of the prop designers, McAdams is incredibly proud of how the community came together to bring this upcoming production to life.
We call it the Sitka Nutcracker, not just the Nutcracker, because we want everybody to know this is ours. We did this together with the help of the town.
As the Land of the Snow score reaches its conclusion, the snowflakes send Marie and the Nutcracker away in a sled, waving them off warmly as they make their way to the Land of the Sweets. The snowflakes pose proudly in the song's final crescendos, ready to welcome Sitkins with them to a land of pure fantasy. In Sitka, I'm Ryan Cotter.